Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anthony DeComo, Mets beat writer for MLB.com, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And as much, Anthony, as I want to get into the Brewers and the Mets, Major League Baseball making some news, all but just saying, sure, we were juicing baseballs. I mean, that just came out. I mean, which is pretty... I guess, for lack of a better term, that's kind of earth-shattering in the sense that they've always said, no, the baseballs are normal, right?
Yeah, they're acknowledging, and I just honestly saw this about 5 minutes before I came out with you, so I haven't had time to read it through thoroughly, the report that MLB released, but my initial takeaway was, yes, something was different. Yes, the home run environment was different, but we don't know why. So it's not like they're accepting... that they're the cause of it, that the league is the cause of it, that there's some grand conspiracy. They're just acknowledging that there was a difference and has been since 2015.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussion about this, but the one thing that everybody's been talking about is obviously stadiums, the way they've been built, the newer stadiums, some of the shorter porches, things like that, and then obviously the one common denominator is the baseball. And everybody has always said the baseball has a spring to it that we haven't seen in a long, long time, so... we'll see what else they happen to say about it. Tell me about this Mets team, because this was a Mets team that, for all intents and purposes, was supposed to be battling near the top, and they've looked good at times. Other times, they have not. They've had some injuries to go along with it. So where are the Mets right now?
They're extremely inconsistent. They had a 9-game winning streak earlier this year. They were, for a time, the best team in baseball record-wise, and they looked the part. They looked like... the type of team that could, maybe not be the best team in baseball, but could certainly continue that sort of play throughout the summer, be a playoff team, that sort of thing. And since then, they've just been wildly inconsistent. They went a month without winning consecutive games, came back and won 4 straight, and then just dropped 2 of 3 of the Marlins, including a really bad one last night where Jacob DeGrom goes 7 scoreless and they lose anyway. The offense has not been there. That's been the biggest problem. They're one of those teams that has been taking advantage of those of whatever's going on with the baseball. This is a team lineup that's designed to hit a lot of home runs, and they haven't been doing that. So they've been losing a lot of 1-0 games, 2-1 games, things like that. The rotation beyond Jake DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard has been really inconsistent. The Mets really haven't found anyone they can rely on, whether it's Steven Matz, Zach Wheeler, Jason Vargas, who was so bad the Mets took him out of the rotation for a start. They just have had nothing of consequence beyond their top two starters. And the bullpen has been inconsistent, too. There have been times when they've looked really, really good. They've stumbled upon some interesting arms there in Robert Gsellman and Seth Lugo. But their closer, Jarrett Familia, has been inconsistent. He blew a save last night. And up and down, they just haven't had that real run of success that they've needed to take control of this division. The Nationals are struggling. It's an interesting division. The Braves are up and coming. They look really, really good. The Phillies look pretty good. So it's not just like when the Mets last won the division in 2015, they just rolled over a bunch of bad teams. There's some serious competition in the East now, and the Mets are struggling to kind of show that they're still the class here.
You had mentioned coming up this evening, you've got Steven Matz, the lefty's going to be on the hill tonight, a 4.42 ERA. Zach Davies, part of this group, and Zach Davies coming back off of the 10-day DL. So I'm not quite sure what to expect from him this evening, but you had mentioned Steven Matz and his inconsistency. One of the big bugaboos for him has been, at least the way I see it, is there's times where he just looks like he's going to mow people down. All of a sudden, his control, he just doesn't have the pinpoint control. He starts to get behind in the count. They either hit him, he's given up some untimely walks. Has that been his season in a nutshell?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a big-time nibbler. He has really struggled to get ahead in counts. And as a result, he has recorded an out in the sixth inning once the entire season. So that's just not going to fly. The thing with Steven Matz, you look at him, he's an athlete, throws 95 from the left side. And throughout his career, It's always been defined by injuries. But when he's been healthy in these short stretches, when he's been healthy, he's been good. Well, right now he's healthy and he's not good, and he's not giving the Mets what they need. So they don't really know what to do or where to go with Steven Matz. He still has that talent. He still throws low to mid-90s from the left side. Like I said, this is one of the longest stretches he's ever had in his career where he actually has been truly healthy, but the success hasn't just been there. When he throws strikes, he gets guys out, the stuff plays, but he just hasn't been able to do that.
Talking right now, Anthony DiComo, Mets beat writer for MLB.com. Meanwhile, the rest of the Mets, Cabrera's having a solid season. Cespedes, 8 dingers on the season and 28 RBIs. Some of the guys that are supposed to produce, they're there. What else has been the bugaboo with this team?
Well, it's injuries again with the offense. Yoenis Cespedes is on the disabled list right now. Todd Frazier, they're one of their bigger offseason signings, is on the disabled list. Michael Conforto, who was their all-star last year, has really slumped and only recently begun picking it up. So while Asdrubal Cabrera's had a nice season, he's kind of the only one who's done it with any consistency. Adrian Gonzalez at first base has been consistent, I would say, but he hasn't really given you that punch that you need in the middle of the lineup. So they just haven't had a lot of guys who have kind of taken over and dominated for a stretch in the lineup, and that's kind of what you need as a team. The Mets have relied for a few years now on Yoenis Cespedes to be that guy, and he just hasn't been. He spent all offseason trying to work on ways to avoid these leg injuries that have kept him out for so much of the past few years, and lo and behold, here he is in May again on the disabled list, and the Mets really don't have a great idea of when he might be back. So they're looking for ways to scrap together offense, but the way this team is built, this isn't a speed team. This isn't a batting average team. This is a power team. When they're hitting home runs, they're going to win games, but they haven't been hitting home runs, and that's a pretty big issue for a club that doesn't really have a lot of other ways to score.
Yeah, I go through some of the statistics on this team. When you look at the guys that, say, have 100-plus at-bats, other than the fact that the Cabrera is hitting the hell out of the ball, it's like everybody else is having just a tick below what you would expect out of them kind of year. And, you know, Gonzalez is a 265 and a 766 OPS. Some of the numbers are down. Cespedes, like you said, on the DL. You've got Frazier only hitting 237, 769 OPS. You're not getting enough offensively out of this team right now.
Yeah, and it really is up and down the lineup. Conforto, I mentioned earlier, that was their guy who could, you know, be that other stud in the lineup, and he, until recently, has done next to nothing coming back from a shoulder surgery. The Mets are hoping that that's the reason why. Ahmed Rosario has been batting ninth for them most of this season. I mean, this was a stud prospect last year in the mold of, you know, an Ozzie Albies or a Gleyber Torres, these guys who are lighting the game on fire right now in other cities. And he really has done nothing for the Mets offensively. So they just haven't had a guy who they can rely on. Frazier was pretty good for them early. He had some big hits, not necessarily hitting consistently, but he did have some big hits, some big RBIs. Cespedes had a couple of big hits, big RBIs. They just have not had one guy, say, put this offense on his back and carry them. Until that happens, you wonder how they're going to score runs.
This is my question. Do they have that capability?
They do, because the talent's there. And you know, we were talking about this the other day. You look at ways to improve the team. There's not a lot of places where they could go where they could replace someone in the lineup with a trade or something like that and get markedly better. They still have a lot of talent here with Cespedes, with Frazier, with Jay Bruce, who we haven't mentioned, who is well below what he's usually done for his career. You know, the Mets are still hopeful that Ahmed Rosario becomes a stud shortstop. They're hopeful that Michael Conforto gets back on track to being one of the best young hitters in the National League. So there's really not a lot they can do outside of sit back and hope this thing turns, because most of these guys do have track records. It is an older lineup, a veteran lineup. Most of these guys have had plenty of success in the big leagues. They just have to see it, and it hasn't really been realized yet.
Some of the guys they have in the minors, talk to me real quick about, say, a guy like Dominic Smith or Caccini or Evans, and you know, they've got a couple of decent pitchers down there, and because I don't think it's a team that's bereft in the minor league system of talent. So if this team does need to make a deal, and they believe some of the guys coming out of Las Vegas are capable of helping this franchise by being dealt, would they deal them, or are they still in that we're trying to gather as much as we can mode?
No, they would deal some of those guys. The problem is a lot of the guys that you mentioned, well-talented, while they are first-rounders, have those sorts of pedigrees, they by and large have not succeeded when they've come up to the big leagues. Dominic Smith kind of fell flat on his face last year when he got to the big leagues. Weight has been an issue for him, and he put on some weight over last summer. He's since dropped it, but it's been kind of a recurring theme for him. Gavin Cecchini hasn't hit a ton since he's been up. He worked on his swing last winter and has been trying to improve offensively, but he's had some injury issues. They don't have really any more that stud prospect, that can't-miss guy, who you can say they're going to bring him up and he's just going to go and be good, like Michael Conforto a couple of years did for this team during their World Series run in 2015. So my point is, when they're looking to add pieces, and I think if they add anything during the trade deadline, it will be pitching, not hitting. But these aren't pieces that are going to get you studs in return. These are guys who were once stud prospects and now have to kind of reprove themselves. And that's generally not what opposing GMs look for in a trade. They want known quantities. They want guys who have oodles of potential, and you look at them and say, can't miss. Well, I think there's a pretty good chance that Dominic Smith does miss, and then Gavin Cecchini does miss. And that's not to say they're not so good prospects, but they haven't shown it yet at the big league level. So it's an interesting farm system. They've got some talent lower down. I would say it's a bottom half of the league farm system, just because they don't have a ton of depth at AAA. They don't have a ton of depth at AA right now, unless you want to count Tim Tebow. It's just not the best way the Mets have right now to improve.
Anthony, great stuff. We certainly appreciate it. Look forward to the 4-game series with the Mets coming up tonight, okay?
You got it, guys.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. There you go. Anthony DiComo, the Mets beat writer for MLB.com and Mets.com. You can read his stuff there. He had joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard and they will treat you fair. It's that simple. 80-plus years I've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.